With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be back once again with the Ipswich girls lacrosse coach, Allison Tivden. And coach, it keeps rolling along. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate you having me again.
Oh, it is awesome. And, you know, you got to tell me about this game against Mount Greylock. I didn't get the email until recently, and I read the write-up by Nick Giannino in the Salem News. And it looks like quite a fantastic game that you guys played in your most recent playoff game in what was that, the quarters?
Yeah, that was the Elite Eight was mm-hmm. the other day, and then
yep.
we're playing in the Final Four tomorrow.
All right, so 9-8 over Mount Greylock. Tell me a little bit about that game, because you had some outstanding plays and players, and it looks like some of your younger kids really came through.
Yeah, it was a great game. I would say we didn't play our best. There were spurts that were our best, like little spurts that we were really, you know, impressed by. You know, we came out to a 4-0 start, which was awesome, but then let in three goals pretty quick. But really battled the whole game, you know, went into halftime 5-3 and then kind of really ran away with it at some point in the second half, midway through the second half when we went up 9-6.
Mm-hmm.
But then unfortunately again, they came back. They had two really great players, and really kept us on our toes and did not make it easy for us. So it was a great game by, you know, a whole team effort for sure, and just, you know, getting back into the intensity of things was great.
Did you have a decent turnout? Were there people in the stands for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I don't really try to look back much, so
okay, yeah.
I had a couple of friends and family that were there mm-hmm. who thought it was a big crowd, so that was good. And you could definitely hear people cheering for both sides. Which is great. So, you know, I'm anticipating quite a big crowd tomorrow night for sure.
A couple of kids I want to ask you about. And I want to start with a freshman, Lucy Donahue, because she was written up quite a bit in the Salem News. And it looks like, and you mentioned her, too, in your account of the game. Tell me a little bit about her.
Yeah, she stepped up so big on Sunday. And she has been so big for us all year. But she had five caused turnovers defensively and in the midfield, which was huge. And then as a defender, to come up with two assists just shows, you know, how dangerous she can be and how much she steps up. Like, it was just awesome. Her confidence and her, you know, composure with the ball, you know, turning the ball over and then getting us an opportunity to score on attack is awesome.
Well, we hear about the Flathers every time we talk to you, but I got to ask you about Hallie Greenleaf, because she's had a spectacular tournament. And according to Nick's article, she was beaten up a little bit.
Yeah, she took quite a few hits. She usually always does. It's quite unfortunate that, you know, teams really get after her. I think it's really hard to stop her and really hard to slow her down. So unfortunately, she gets the brunt of that, which is really, you know, unfortunate. But she took a lot of hits on Sunday. But she gets back up and she puts the ball in the net. She gets all the ground balls. I mean, she's one really tough kid, like the toughest kid we know. Our team always says that. She just, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot when people are hacking you, when people are pushing you, all that. And she just takes it like a champ.
That's great to hear. All right, so you got by Mount Greylock. They're seated number 8. You guys are at number 1. Now you have Manchester Essex coming up, and that game is at Whittier Tech in Haverhill. The AD over there is a good friend of mine, Kevin Bradley. But Manchester Essex, number 5, they've lost 7 games, but they're tough and they're familiar to you.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Manchester Essex is great. I mean, they're always one of the top teams in Division 4. They're always a top team in the Cal, and we've had great games this year, you know, by 2 and by 1, and, you know, we were lucky enough to come out top on both of those, and we're hoping to come up top tomorrow, but it's going to be tough. It's always a battle against them, so it's going to be the best team that day and the best team the team that makes the least amount of mistakes.
Coach, final.
Definitely come up top.
Final question I have for you in terms of this, and then I'll just verify the time again tomorrow. Like in the NFL, when you're in the playoffs, you have a week between games. So if you've had a spectacularly good game or you get by an opponent, you get to enjoy it for a day or two anyway. And with kids, I mean, you're playing every other day or every second or third day. How do you frame this for your players, Allison? Because it's such a great time. You're building such great memories on the one hand. But on the other hand, you have to focus on the next game.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Rick. And it's really challenging. especially after a really tight game against Mount Greylock on Sunday. You know, we had to get back to work yesterday. And it would have been nice to have an extra day off. We definitely took care of our bodies, did a lot of stretching, foam rolling, stuff like that, because we got pretty beat up. But you had to get right back to work because we have a huge battle tomorrow. Monday was a little quote-unquote light, but not too light because we have a huge game on tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had a great practice today, really focused. You know, I'm feeling really good about the practice we had today. But we talked about that yesterday, like not settling with a good win in the Elite Eight. Like, we want a good win tomorrow in the Final Four to take us all the way to the end.
I know. I just marvel at that. It's like, come on, coach, just let me have fun with it. No, I get it. It's just...
Yeah. And it's kind of funny. I give them a quote every day. It's kind of like our thing. And it was, cherish your victories, you know, really, really cherish them, but don't settle.
Yeah.
So we talked about that. So really, like, you know, celebrating that huge victory that we had, you know, making it to the Final Four is just outstanding, and I couldn't be prouder. But, you know, we don't want to be done, and we don't want to settle. You know, we're hoping to get a really good win tomorrow and taking it. I want the seniors, we want to give them as many games as they can, and, you know, if we win tomorrow, we play the mm-hmm. furthest that anyone can, and that's what we're going for.
Okay, so you're going to Haverhill, which is a neutral site for both you and Manchester Essex, not too far to the way for either one of you, and that's a 6 p.m. game?
Yep, 6 p.m. tomorrow. Hopefully the thunderstorms and the rain hold off.
Right. Coach, I appreciate it. Congratulations. Enjoy the evening if you can, and we'll talk later.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Allison. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Allison Tivnan, who is the girls' lacrosse coach at Ipswich High School. And, of course, they play Manchester Essex Wednesday in Haverhill at 6 p.m. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.